back to another episode of Little Life Lessons. Today we are going to be reading another Keys for Kids devotional for July 10th. And grab your Bible, grab a notebook or a piece of paper to take notes, and yeah, let's get started. So here's the devotional. This is called The Waiting Game. It was Mia and Mom's day to visit Grandpa, but Mom wouldn't stop talking on the phone. "We're going to be late," Mia said. Mom pulled her hand over the phone. "Let's play the waiting game," Mia groaned. "The waiting game isn't a game at all. It's just something Mom said to remind her to have patience. Mia paced the room, but Mom kept talking. "I don't want to play the waiting game," Mia mumbled. She would have to go to Grandpa's on her own. With her new bike, she could get there in a few minutes. She slipped out through the back door and hopped on her bike. Which way did Grandpa live? She made her best guess and pedaled down the sidewalk. After a while, Mia saw a bright yellow house. That didn't seem right. Maybe he lived the other way. Mia stopped writing and pulled her head on her hands. "I should have waited for Mom." "Mia!" Mia dropped her bike and ran into her mom's arms, her cheeks wet with tears. "I'm sorry. I didn't want to play the waiting game, but I know I shouldn't have left like that." Mom rubbed Mia's back, then pulled away to look her in the eye. "Mia, do you have faith in me?" Mia wiped her tears. "What do you mean?" "Do you trust God that I love you and that I'll follow through with my promises?" Mia nodded. "Good," said Mom. Because it's true. It's also not easy to have faith when the wait gets hard, but sometimes we have to wait anyway. And that helps us grow more patient and trusting. Mia nodded slowly. Like how we have to trust God even when we get impatient? Exactly. Even though it's hard to wait, we can trust God because he always keeps his promises. Mom took Mia's hand, grabbed her bike, and headed back for the house. Mia frowned. "Aren't we going to Grandpa's house?" "Not today. You made a not-so-good choice to run away, so we can't go today." But Mom said, "But tomorrow, Grandpa and I have something exciting planned. Do you trust us?" Mia took a big breath, preparing herself to play the waiting game again. "Yes, I trust you." And the key verse is, "But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." That is James 1:4. And some extra notes at the bottom say, "Have you ever had to wait a long time?" And for me, that's 100% yes. Sometimes your family or friends might ask you to wait, and sometimes God asks us to wait too. Waiting can be hard, but we can trust him to keep his promises. He loves us so much, he sent Jesus to die for us, and he promises to do what's best for us. He also promises that as he teaches us to be patient and trust him, he will help us grow. And now we are going to be reading James 1, 2 through 7. Here is James chapter 1, verse 2 through 7. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith products perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. And that is the NIV version. And like I said before, if you have a different version of them, if you have a different version, it'll be a little different. But like the main idea is the same for the verse. So that is all we have today, friends. Thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see you next time with another devotion. And be kind. Have a great week. Bye.